Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you both just say your name and your title with the show?
Kalene Sinet Jennings, and I'm the playwright.
David Zobel, and I am the Director of Education at Signature Theater and directed this year's production.
Awesome. And so obviously it's Signature Theater putting this on. It's called Here's the Deal. Which is a title, it sounds like a catchphrase from our current president, but it also alludes to the New Deal back in the day. So awesome. So I guess someone tell me the premise of what the show is about.
Well, what we tried to do in this very new medium, because Signature had never done anything like this before, was tell us the story of the New Deal, because at the heart of every Signature in Schools production is an educational unit, but to tell it in a way that reflected where we are today. So that was my challenge. And of course, David guided me superbly in terms of, you know, what to think of in terms of the parameters of the script and so forth.
So is it actually set back in, you know, the FDR days of the New Deal?
Sometimes.
Explain what you mean. Is it like a time bending thing, or what do you mean by that?
So it's a contemporary piece. The play or film, whatever we're wanting to call this thing, is it's about a group of students in 2020 who are in a theater class at school, but obviously the class is virtual now. And their teacher finds some inspiration in the New Deal and maybe some contemporary relevance and asks these students to do some research and to create a piece about the New Deal through the eyes of 2020. And as they do that, they play several people from the period, but we also throughout the piece get these interjections, these interlude scenes where and this is where I think Kelly did something really brilliant. We see people in their homes dealing with economic disparity, not being able to go to school. And the way they're written, you don't know if those scenes are set in 2020 or in the 1930s. So there are a couple of scenes where we just don't know what era they are. I have feelings about each scene and when they're set, but the writing is open, and I think it's kind of masterful the way that she achieved that goal of making a scene ambiguously timeless.
I think it's great, and just sort of off the record, the whole premise spoke to me because I literally just wrote a 10 episode TV series. It's in an elementary school, and each grade replicates a decade of American history. So you're speaking exactly what I just wrote.
Hilarious. They say great minds think alike and small ones seldom differ.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry, I think it's different. But I love it. I love it. Okay, cool. So take me into, I know it's being performed by students. So give me the details on that. Like how many different students and from what schools and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we have 32 students this year between the actors and the technical crew. The students were on both sides. This is the first year where the program has been open to students outside of Arlington County. This year we opened participation up to students from all of Northern Virginia. And so we're represented, I think, by 5 school districts and 1 private school this year. So it really exploded the boundaries this year. And they're doing the acting, they were doing the production management and script supervision, and costuming worked a little differently this year because of the socially distant nature of the program, but we still did have some people helping with all of that. And then we also had a handful of adults guiding the design elements and mentoring these students through the process as well.
But David did something really, really brilliant, and he's way too modest to talk about it. Just to start off, this is what, twice or three times the size of the usual ensemble in terms of Yeah, in terms of the acting students. So when this is a lot of students to work with. And he had each of the actors go around their house and do a full video of their homes and their backyards so that he could begin to conceptualize how these stories might fit together. And he was matching walls to see who could actually look like they could be in the same room. And he just did an amazing job of pulling it all together.
Thank you. And I guess we should say that the shooting of this was all done via Zoom and FaceTime. So we, with the exception of one 30-second sequence, we never were in the same space together, which presented some really interesting challenges. But yeah, like Kelleen said, we started by having the students show me what their set was for me to work with. And the creativity went from there. Our costume designer, because she wasn't able to safely costume them in person, she and her crew had individual appointments with each of the actors where the actors took the costume team through their personal wardrobe, and then the designer pieced costumes together based off of what they already owned, which is it was a very experimental process, but it was fun to stretch the brain in those ways.
And what was great was to hear the students say they felt close to and bonded to the other students, even though they were only on Zoom, that they really felt a connection and how much they enjoyed working together. So I know David and the team worked really hard to connect the students. So it felt like an ensemble, even though they couldn't be in the same space.
And I'm sure the parents appreciated it too.
Yeah. You know, it's, yeah. I mean, you say that and we laugh. I did get an email from one parent last year whose student has done this program both in person and now virtually, and just a very emotional email thanking us for continuing and not cutting them off this year and keeping these students connected and artistically fulfilled and emotionally fulfilled. It did my heart good to read that email last night.
Oh yeah, you figure they've been, you know, scratching at the paint on the walls trying to figure out what to do for like a year now, and you're giving them something that they can sink their teeth in creatively and you know, maybe even launch a career. Like it's a great service you're doing. So in addition to the students, you have some professional actors too in this, right?
There's one professional actor, DC actor, Felicia Curry, who has worked a ton with Signature before and has also worked with Kelleen on some of her other pieces.
Okay, great. And then from a directing standpoint, I know you explained how, you know, you got the costume fitting and, you know, they're performing virtually on Zoom and everything. So once it's all recorded, then you as the director, I mean, how long does it take to actually cut it together? I guess you working with a pretty nifty editor to pull that off.
Yeah, so it's tricky. We had a professional editor and we also had a high school student editing. The high school student worked on three scenes and then professional editor did the other eight. It took them about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks-ish to piece the whole thing together. I'm not accustomed to film. I'm a live theater guy and I learned a lot about what I would do differently next time as I poured through thousands and thousands of clips and takes, and I might not do so much of that next time.
You know, it's funny you say that. I've talked to so many different theater companies, you know, just covering their various virtual Zoom pandemic shows, and to a person, they all say, wow, I learned so much. I didn't know I was going to be learning film and shooting and editing, but here we are. So welcome to 2021. Right. Cool. But real quick, who you mentioned there was a high school editor and a professional editor at Signature. What were their names?
The high school editor, her name is Sadie Wyman, and the professional editor is Natalie Wrigley, who is on staff at Signature.
Cool. And do you know how to spell the student name and what high school she was from?
Yeah, Sadie, Sadie, Wyman, Wyman. And she goes to Wakefield High School in Arlington.
Okay, cool. Could you, forgive me if you already mentioned any of this earlier in the interview, but do you have a list of all the different schools that are represented? Or is that going to take forever?
Let me see if I can pull that up. Give me just a moment.
He's doing that, Kayleen, I'll toss a question to you. You know, where you talked about the premise. So I want to know, like, sort of what was the sparked the idea? Were you sitting around? Did you hear, you know, Joe Biden say, here's the deal? And then you're looking and you're saying, oh my gosh, like there's so many, the challenges we face now are with the economy and maybe another looming depression after this, who knows? But, you know, are you sitting there saying, wow, like there's so many parallels between these two time periods?
Not at all.
what sparked it for you?
In fact, I got the commission before the election. I got the commission in October. So the way Signature works is they ask the students in the previous year what they would have liked to investigate or what they suggest as a theme for the following year. Isn't that correct, David?
Yeah, often the question goes to teachers that have brought their students to see the show. None of the teachers responded to that email that we sent in early March because their minds were on something else. But so we went to the school instead.
So yeah, so this the commission came with the subject matter. So and I also had enormous shoes to fill because Joe Calarco had done scripts for 16, 17 years?
15 years, yeah.
15 years. So here I'm following Joe. I have this incredible subject matter, and it was daunting, but it was also exciting. I'm old enough to remember my grandparents' stories about the New Deal and my grandparents being so emotional when it came to talking about FDR and what he did for everyone. It was fascinating to dive into the research and find out a little bit more of not only the great stuff he did, but the people who criticized him and the downsides and how much segregation persisted despite the New Deal. So as in any time period in history, there are always very interesting things that are positive and inspirational and also difficulties and things that you have to sort of work through.
What are some of those lessons to be learned that we can apply to our current times?
Well, I think that FDR went big. I mean, he just went big. There's a part of the show that's the Alphabet Soup Rap, and Alphabet Soup was the nickname they gave to all of the acronyms for all of the programs that were created. I mean, top to bottom. And you know, when Biden talks about going, now's the time to go big, it seems to me that FDR had an enormous vision of how many aspects of society, how much the infrastructure and food and all these things that we taught and healthcare, he had an idea for all of it.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what I was, when I was reading through this, that's sort of the parallels I was drawing too. And so I think it's just a great idea. So congrats.
And one of the things I'll say, Jason, that really stuck out to us as we were doing research for the project was, if there were shortcomings of the New Deal, and this is approached really beautifully in the piece, I think, it's that the New Deal wasn't designed to help everyone. It was designed to help some people. And so one of the big things we talked about in the creation of this piece is, we're now facing unprecedented challenges in our current times. What can we learn in terms of inclusion? How can we make sure that the solutions we come up with for the present moment help everyone and not just some people?
Thanks for adding that addendum there, because that's a really great point. It's so famous and beloved and a heralded piece of legislation, but I'm glad you tackled even, you know, the shortcomings of it as well.
To follow on what he said, it's important to remember that when you move one piece, another piece is affected.
Right.
So many times the things you set out to do with the best of intentions, and you don't take a moment to think, oh, what is the implication of this for other people? So if we can keep that in mind as we're, you know, trying to come through this pandemic and fix things, we will have learned a great lesson.
Perfectly said. And yeah, I just realized the list of the schools is in there in the press release. So I can just, you know, I'll just grab it from there and put it in the article. So no need to list them all off here. I'll save you the time. But cool. So it's 32 students from 18 schools. I love the whole concept. Anything else you want to add before we run?
I want to sing Signature's praises again. The kids went through boot camp. And they learned some serious skills. I think when you see this, Jason, I mean, you've seen a lot of theater and a lot of film. I am blown away that these are high school kids. The maturity and the depth of characterization is absolutely incredible. I mean, I taught theater for college students for 31 years. These are some fine performances. And again, I think David and the team did an amazing job of coaxing these kids.
That's great. And just real before we run, remind us how we can watch. I know it's through, what is it called? Marquee TV. But, you know, if our listeners hear this on the radio, what's the, you know, what's the call to action? How do they do it?
If you want to watch Here's the Deal, it's available to stream through June 30th. It's only $5 to stream. Visit sigtheater.org and then click on shows and events and you'll see a Here's the Deal button you can click on and it'll take you to stream it through Marquee TV.
Awesome. Sounds great. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. And Kayleen, especially for hopping on at the very last minute when you went. Thanks for pulling that off. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, David, enjoy your teaching. I heard you got to go teach in like a half hour, so get on it.
All righty. Good to see you, Kelly.
Hey, it was a pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Me too.
Take care.